Welcome to Define Your Path with Doc V, bringing you real talk with global thought leaders to inspire hearts and minds for sustainable breakthroughs and profitability for your life and business. Here's your host, Doc V.
Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia LeBlanc, also known as Doc V, the Pivot Maestro. Welcome to the Define Your Path podcast for those seeking to define their own path into purposed entrepreneurship. This is a show about transforming perspectives, as well as inspiring and motivating you to think without a box by exposing you to global thought leaders, change agents, and legacy builders, as my guest today. Across industries, no matter what field you're in, we are coming to you to discuss how you can successfully define your path by using them as examples and how they define theirs in life and business to profitability and sustainable wins. At Defining Paths, we operate in truth, transparency, and love to help you navigate the waters of your life and put you back in business. And Define Your Path podcast is no different. It all starts in the mind, folks. Will you be the captain or the crew? Today's spotlight is with Maria Tomas Keegan. Maria is a multi-certified career and life coach specializing in helping women turn transitions into triumphs. Love her already, folks. She creatively brings her 30-year corporate leadership experience and training into play, along with what she learned from navigating life, changing events like loss, divorce, and career upheavals. How many of us have been there, right? Maria has been called a master of reinvention and is passionate about coaching and mentoring women who struggle to find meaning and purpose in their careers and life, bringing a calm force into what can feel like chaos. Maria is also an award-winning author and speaker, and she hosts the podcast called Tips for the Transition, The Career Roadmap. It's seen live on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube, so be sure to check her out. And it's distributed across all popular podcast channels. Maria, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Doc V. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for taking time to be here. We look forward to hearing you talk about your story and how you faced your fears to love the skin you're in and pivot into pursuing your passion and what I like to call soul purpose. So we asked two questions, then you and I will just flow back and forth. And the first question is, how have you defined your path? And the second is simply, how do you help others define theirs? So Maria, the spotlight is yours.
Wow. And such a huge question. How did I define my path? Well, I can honestly say it kind of defined me. And it took a 30-year corporate experience where I don't think I was following my path. I was following someone else's path, mm-hmm. what was expected of me or what someone else valued, thought I should be doing. And it really took a life-changing event for me that came totally out of the blue after about 20 years, almost 20 years with my last corporate gig, and I and my entire global team were laid off.
Wow.
And it really knocked the wind out of my sails. Up until then, I was going along. I was working my way up the corporate ladder. I was taking positions that I thought would be challenging and interesting, and what I didn't realize until I looked back on it was I was following someone else's idea mm-hmm. of who I should be, what I should be doing, how I should be doing it. So when the gut punch came, after I got my staff all settled in, you know, the direction they were going to head, I had to do a lot of soul searching for myself. And I realized that what I really wanted to do now was to do what I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is coaching and mentoring women in their careers. So it took me a while to come to terms with how do I not turn my long corporate experience into another corporate gig? How do I not do that? Because everyone was telling me that's what I should do.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I start a business for myself? I'd never thought of that before. No one in my family had ever been in business for themselves. So I had no role models. And everyone was saying, what are you, crazy? And maybe I was.
Yeah.
But I'm having fun.
You know, Maria, your story sounds so familiar.
Yeah,
lived experience right here.
I know. And so many of the women I work with now have a similar story. They find themselves in a place where they feel stuck and they're not sure why, or they're not sure how to get out of it. And I think what we discover is that they're feeling a lot of what I felt,
mm-hmm.
that it was kind of laid out for them, expected of them, mm-hmm. and then they took it on as their own. Right.
Yes.
Well, of course I want to do this. Of course I want to climb the corporate ladder, get better, have more responsibility, get more stressed. Of course I want to do that. Boom.
You know, in the false sense of safety that we create in our mind, I mean, your opening is just, there's so many things, so many different ways we can go with this conversation. You know, one, a global entity that literally just laid off an entire division, you know, I'm sure you probably thought, oh, safety in numbers, you know, we're out here, the company is doing well, presumably. You had done all the right things. You checked the boxes, you'd climb the ladder and your team was probably producing well.
Yep.
And then the rug pulled out. And then, you know, it's like, okay, that life event. Now, how do I pivot? What do I do? You know, and then you have so many other people, voices that are just that noise in life that's trying to take us yet again down another path we didn't choose for ourselves. So how did you just turn that noise off? How did you combat that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still have those voices in my head.
Mm-hmm.
They are, I had to give them a purpose.
Mm.
That's what I had to do. I had to recognize that those voices were there for a reason, that they thought they were there to protect me, you know? So it was the voice of my father, my mother, my brothers, my best friend, some of my colleagues who I left behind, and they were saying, what are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
You know, going into business for yourself? What's prepared you for that? And they were on a loop. They were mm-hmm. on a loop for about probably the first year after I left corporate. And I was questioning myself the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole thing, imposter syndrome, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think you are.
Mm-hmm.
That you can take... The fact that, I look back at it now and I have to laugh, but the fact that I had coached and mentored mostly women in my corporate assignments, something not part of my job, but my avocation at work,
mm-hmm.
right, was to help others.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think you are? Mm-hmm. That people will pay you to help them do what you've been doing for the last 20 years. And then I had to stop and think about that. But you know what? I'm really good at this. I really am. I've got a lot of experience. So, yeah. Who do you think you are?
You know, and that is because people project their limiting beliefs onto others, you know, because of the fears they harbor. You know, so when you think about that question, you know, who are we not? I mean, you know, to strike out, to exercise our willpower, you know, to define our own paths. So I love the fact that you found, even in the midst of all of that noise, you know, you found the fortitude to press forward, and embrace your fears, you know. So I would imagine moving forward, you know, as you said, okay, well, you had been in corporate, you had an idea of how business was done, that you leaned in on that experience as well as maybe sought other trainers to learn the pieces, you know, to connect the dots, to figure out those things that you might not have had, quote unquote, experience in, when in actuality you'd been in beta for 30 years.
Yeah, I had my PhD in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Talking about how to deal with fears, what helped me a lot was learning to reframe them. It's one of the things I teach now too, mm-hmm. reframing your fears. So the fear of using my voice, the fear of being seen, mm-hmm. not as a corporate professional career woman, but as an entrepreneur, a coach, a mentor, an advocate for women. And how do I reframe all of that? What can be debilitating fear, mm-hmm. into something that served me better. And what I learned to do is turn that fear into excitement. So mm-hmm. I gave it another name. And that was so powerful for me.
I love it.
Just gave it another name. Because the feelings inside, they're very mm-hmm. similar. Mm-hmm. So I called it something else. And that helped me a lot.
Brilliant. So let's just entertain me for a second. Okay. Let's choose a word. And let's flip it to give the audience listening a clear understanding of how you might do that. So we're kind of getting into that second question, I guess. So how do you help others define their path?
Well, let's stick with this example for a moment. So fear of using my voice, fear of public speaking, fear of showing up authentically, those are all kind of tied together. Mm-hmm. Instead of feeling the fear, I decided to call it excitement. Mm-hmm. So when I felt it coming on, oh, I've never done that before. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I have to speak in front of a group of women and tell them who I am and what I do and what I believe in and all of that. The knees shaking, the stomach, you know, in quivers, the butterflies. Mm-hmm. And I just decided that I was going to get excited about doing it. And through the excitement, the knees didn't quiver anymore. The hand mm-hmm. shook just a little bit at first. But then those butterflies actually pushed me forward. Mm-hmm. made me feel better about what I was doing. Yeah, so it's a reframing thing that I do a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so tell us about how you help others define their path and how, whichever direction you want to go with that. You know, if you want to talk about your programs.
Yeah. So there's something. So I'm a transition expert, and I have been coaching and mentoring women in transition, all kinds of transition, for a long time. Since the pandemic, I have focused my efforts, my coaching, my mentoring, my advocating, and my podcast, in fact, on the career transition.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many women are facing uncertainty in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first questions I ask is, so what do you want to do? If you're not happy with where you are, what do you want to do instead? Because one of the things I believe is that if your career is not a soulful fit, it becomes a soul-sucking experience.
Yes.
So I want to help women on the front end of that tagline. I want to help them make the soulful fit work.
I love it.
So understanding what it is they want is foundational in that. So we get to, we take multiple paths to get to what do you want? So the question is really, what do you want? It's your vision.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you don't love what you're doing now, or you love what you're doing, you don't love where you're doing it, or you love where you're doing it, you love all the people, but you've reached a point where there's no place else to go for you, and you aspire to more.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all just different sides of the Rubik's Cube, if you will.
Right.
And there are so many different scenarios that women may be struggling with. So I help them figure out what it is they want through a series of kind of deep dive activities that help them get really in touch with who they are. And then, so the first half of the work we do together is all about her.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about getting grounded in who you are now that things have changed, what you care about most, what you value, and now what do you want to do, your vision. And one of probably the most insightful exercises I give them is what I call a new view of you. It's just a simple exercise, and I'd love to share it with you here, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
So just take out a piece of paper and draw two lines vertically on the piece of paper, get three equal columns. At the top of the left column, the question is, or the headline is, all the things I know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle column, it's all the things I love to do. And on the far right column, it's all the things I don't know how to do, I don't want to do anymore. So you might be a master at those, you might want to teach those, but you don't want to do them in your day-to-day anymore. This is an insightful activity that raises confidence, because you really start to look at all the things you really do know how to do, all the soft skills, the hard skills, the experience, all of that just raises your confidence. And then when you take a look at that list and you say, now, which are the things that I really love to do? They get me out of bed every morning, and I get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What is that list? It'll be a much shorter list. And then equally important is to look at what you don't want to do anymore. Been there, done that. I'm ready to level up.
Right.
So that's a great foundational piece of work that can help them position themselves for what they want to do next.
Yes, yes. You know, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. You know, and that's that whole process of identifying your transferable skills. You know, the education system doesn't teach that. You know, we don't really talk about it in the home because, you know, we're expecting education to do the job. And we have this whole social cultural conditioning on, you know, how to bring up individuals, you know, children. And, you know, when we get into these life situations, like you shared, like I experienced personally, you know, we hit that wall. And then it's like, okay, a lot of people don't know how to pivot, you know, and it that whole, you know, survival mode kicks in, you know, the fight or the flee. And so many people are looking for, I love what you said about soul fit. If you don't find that soul fit, it becomes that soul sucking thing, you know, and that's that whole, you know, what gives life, what causes death, you know, and it's so true. So I would love to just talk about just that in general, your experience with, you know, how women come to you. And then, you know, once you start working with them through your process, you know, do they have that aha? Do they have that enlightenment? And then how are they then charting their course?
Well, that's the most beautiful part of the work I do. Because as they begin to learn, this is a pretty deep digging to figure out, when I ask the question, who are you now that things have changed? They start to think about all the roles they play, right? And those haven't changed. Mm-hmm. So I'm still a wife. I'm still a mother. I'm still a caregiver. I'm still, a career woman. But who are you now? Who are you now? So I'm trying to get to the I am compassionate. I have a passion for fill in the blank. Getting to those kind of deep, what do you value most? I value my family first. Has that always been the case? No. Aha. Right? Those are the kinds of things that we get to. And they are, they reveal through this process, it becomes easier then to start thinking about what do I want to do with this with me now? I have compromised my values this way. I don't do that anymore. So how do you change that? What do you do instead? How do you change your beliefs? How do you recognize the beliefs that you've been living with, and what do you want to live with instead? Those are the kinds of things that we get through.
Wonderful, wonderful. So how do we help, you know, our listeners? How do we help them avoid running into that life-changing event and start thinking about these things, how to define their own path ahead of that? Because, I mean, as you and I both know, I mean, hitting that life-changing event is not what you want. So how do we get people there?
Yeah, those are out of our control, though, you know, right? They'll happen.
Yeah.
Things happen, right? So we can prevent some of those things by taking stock today of whether you're doing what you really want to be doing.
Absolutely.
So it's, you know, it's just some questioning, right? What are you tolerating? What don't you want to tolerate anymore? What are you what are you feeling about the situation you're in? Mm-hmm. So many women say to me, I'm in a toxic environment
mm-hmm.
at work. So what do you want to do about that?
Right. Yeah.
And there are so many things that keep us where we are. I make a lot of money, right? I get to work from home. If I left this, I don't know that I'd be able to do that. I don't know that I can go work somewhere else and make the kind of money I make. I love the people I'm working with. I just don't love the work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of things that will keep us where we are, and we use them as excuses.
Yes.
So we got to get real about that and really and care more about taking the leap of faith
mm-hmm.
and trying, you know, testing out your options. I never suggest you go jump and do anything, but explore your options, test them out, figure out which one might be viable for you, and then take a leap. See if it works. It doesn't have to be your last decision.
So true. So true. Oh, Maria, so what I'm hearing you saying in our closing minutes is we need to be more self-aware. We need to take self-inventory. You know, and be prepared, you know, one, to choose to make that choice, to choose you, you know, and go a different direction before life happens, or if that's what you want to do.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
So control what you can control, make the choices that you can make, and take control of your life, of your decisions, of your career.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Maria. Absolutely brilliant. Audience, I know you have nuggets, diamonds all over the place, so pick them up and start thinking about how to define your path. We so appreciate Maria Tomas Keegan being our spotlight guest today. Maria, please tell the audience, how can they follow you on social media?
So I'm on LinkedIn, Maria Tomas Keegan, on Facebook. My company page is Transition and Thrive with Maria, and my website, transitionandthrivewithmaria.com.
Too easy. Wonderful. Thank you again so much. Audience, you'll also, if you didn't catch that, you'll be able to connect from our social platform for the podcast. So be sure to reach out. Check out Maria's full bio and connect with her. And we be grateful for you to check out our website at definingpaths.online, our virtual home and our one-stop shop, as we love to call it. I'm Doc V, the Pivot Maestro, and always your corner woman. Be true to you and define your path. We'll see you on the next episode. Thanks again, Maria.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Define Your Path with Doc V. To learn how to see with true vision and define your path, visit definingpaths.online/true-vision.